never gonna love you any better, babe. And they're never gonna love you right. So you better dig it now.
Amigos y amigas, me llamo Fidel Castro y cuando siempre que yo soy en el San Francisco, escucho a la Esteban Capen 104 y KSFX.
Serve it all the time over at the Airplane Mansion.
7:06 in the morning from KSFX Radio and the Morning Product. And of course, we're celebrating the music of 1972 and the dark years before. And on this date, in April 23rd, 1958, to combat the recession, 207 cities. I remember this, Marshall. Am I?
That means
what a memory.
You're almost
huh?
as old as Shakespeare.
Oh, Shakespeare.
Will.
We have a birthday party planned for Willie in just a few minutes. 207 cities in this country planned campaigns to increase your car sales with the slogan, "You auto buy now."
I remember that just like it was yesterday.
I don't understand what reason you would have for remembering something like that.
Did it work?
Yes, it did. Anymore, however.
I'm feeling 7-Up. Sharing stars, sharing smiles, I'm feeling 7-Up. Feel that 7-Up, I'm feeling 7-Up. Reaching up, moving up, I'm feeling 7-Up. It's a pretty refreshing feeling, just a clear red light. America's turning 7-Up, and it sure feels right. Feeling lucky 7, feeling 7th heaven. Feeling 7-7-7-Up.
You know the feeling. There's nothing else like it. And there's only one way to get that feeling. Great tasting 7-Up. Crisp, light, clean, and no caffeine. Never had it, never will. That's feeling 7-Up.
Feeling 7-Up, I'm feeling 7-Up.
It's the third annual Great American Market Street Chalk-In. Be there along with the Morning Problem from KSFX, Stephen Capen. Fun time rock and roll with Eddie and the Boppers. It's all happening at the Holiday Plaza at Powell and Market Streets beginning at 9 a.m. The third annual Great American Market Street Chalk-In happens Saturday, April 24th. You won't want to miss all the fun music and Capen too. Be sure to bring your own chalk.
Nobody told me about that.
It's a birthday time, and as I mentioned, on this date, April 23rd, a man was born that has left us a legacy of the world's greatest literature, the world's greatest dramatic literature. And we all know who he is. Boz Scaggs, wasn't it? Yes, and we'd like to sing our little birthday tune to William Shakespeare.
Okay.
Happy birthday to thou, happy birthday to thee, happy birthday, dear Willie, happy birthday to thee. Happy birthday to thou, your Hamlet's dead now. Quit climbing on that trellis, wherefore art thou?
All right, and we got a cake for him here. We're going to blow the candle.
What you do to me,
Boy, that's good. Corn silk, man. It smokes real good.
When I was a junior in high school.
One weekend a month, high school senior Brett Campbell is a heavy equipment operator in the Army Reserve.
I just basically learned how to operate heavy construction equipment such as dozers and a backhoe. It's something good to learn because you've got a trade behind you.
If you're in high school and want to start learning a job skill one weekend a month, the place is your local Army Reserve Center. For details, call your Army Reserve recruiter listed in the Yellow Pages. In the for by the Army Reserve.
When Matthews has a car stereo sale, it really means something, and one of our biggest sales of the year is drawing to a close. So you better hurry to Matthews to get in on these great deals, or they'll be long gone before you get here. For example, a Sanyo Auto Reverse in-dash AM-FM cassette with full-size door mount speakers, just $99. Or you can buy a Pioneer for the same low price. We even have Alpine stereo cassette decks starting at an incredible $99. Sanyo's high-power stereo deck with Dolby Noise Reduction, Auto Reverse, and a big 20 watts with our most popular speakers. What a system for only $176. That's less than the other guys charge you for just the deck. A 7-band Pioneer 30-watt equalizer is $99 while they last. Installation available right here 7 days a week. It's happening now at Matthews. Use your bank card or American Express. Open weekdays and Saturdays till 9, Sundays till 6. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Hi, friends, I'm Harv Kirschner, owner and president of Harv Kirschner's Happy Face Motors, where the freeways meet in Hooverville. Friends, I'm here to tell you right now there is no energy crisis here at Harv Kirschner's. That's right, these little beauties you're resting your retinas on right now got 522 cubic inches of energy, and they're using every bit of it right now to say to you, come on down, take me home, and feed me, feed me. Now what this energy thing comes down to in a nutshell, friends, is you gonna let some panty-waste environmentalist, some chucklehead bureaucrat take away your God-given right to drive one of these gas-guzzling mothers on Sunday? Are you gonna let some Arab hold a gun to your back and keep you from buying one of these gas-swilling sweethearts? Sure, it drinks gas. You bet it drinks gas, partner, and that's why the good Lord put gasoline on this God's green earth. So you could drive straight through to Kettleman City in your 8-cylinder custom van conversion without stopping. Friends, you look right here at the sticker price. Look at the sticker price on the window of this car. That's what we think of the sticker price at Harv Kirschner's, friends. It's your choice. This car made in America by bronzed American working men in Pittsburgh. Or some Jap kitty car you need a shoehorn to get into. You look at this car, friends. Brand new. There it is. It's got a dent in it, friends. Now you come on down here right now and take it away. We'll take anything as a down payment. Empty pop bottles, food stamps, welfare checks. Have you had credit trouble in the past? Are you in debt, out of work, a shut-in, a problem drinker? Friends, are you legally dead? I don't care. Look, there's my credit manager. Look here, Bobo Deluxe.
Hiya,
he's trying to give these cars away. Let me show you what we think of the credit manager here at Harv Kirschner's Happy Face Motors. Now you, buddy, you come here. Give me that wallet. Come here. Now look, you get in that car right there. Give me that wallet. Get in there. Now go on. Get in that car. There it is, friends, right there. Look at him. Look at that smile on his face. Another satisfied customer, friends. If you don't come down here right now, television friends, I'm going to back this late model American station wagon over my dog Spot. Harv Kirschner's Happy Face Motors, where the freeways meet in Oberville. Friends, remember, I'll sit on your face to make you a better deal. Thank you.
Boy, what a great deal.
Mickey Gilley and Johnny Lee for Slips.
Hey, Johnny, what do you know?
Well, Mickey, I know honky-tonk.
Yeah?
And I know women.
I'll say you do.
And I know beer.
You know beer?
Yep. I bet I tasted every beer in the country at least once.
Well, what do you know?
I know one thing. The beer that hits the spot for me is Slips.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here. 'Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slips is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Hey, Johnny, pour me a tall, cold Slips, will you?
Now there's a man who knows.
Behind every Slips is a man who knows his beer.
Joseph Slips Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Do you get
I thought we were going to have a horse in here this morning that was eligible for the Kentucky Derby. I mean, that is to say, a thoroughbred.
He's on the way in. He's on the way in. Bring him trucked
there, in now. He fell off the back of the truck this morning. He's been injured.
but they're dragging him
by a rope. They shoot horses, don't they?
And now, the original Blues Brothers.
Morning to you. This is KSFX as we go back through the 70s. This year, 1972. And Stephen, do you remember when we voted way back in 1972?
I wasn't voting then, Marshall.
I remember when I voted in 1972.
I was too young then, Marshall. You
were only, what, 17?
I was only 38.
Well, I remember when all of our idols were voting in 72.
Hey, John.
Hey, what do you want, Cheech?
Hey, man, you know, like, if you took all the new people who are eligible to vote this year, you know, because you'll have to be 18 to vote, man, and you put them, like, in boxcars, you know, like on a train, maybe, like, 40 people to boxcars and, you know, guys in boxcars, and all the people who have to wait in the automobiles for the train to go by, they run out of gas.
Far out, man.
Brought to you by the National Association of Progressive Radio Announcers.
1972.
And I have just sent the following telegram to President Nixon. Congratulations on your victory.
Nixon is the man. He'll do everything he can to bring peace to our land through the guiding of God.
On his third try and second win, Richard Nixon was again President of the United States, winning by an overwhelming majority.
Come and play spy with me down at Watergate.
A burglary, campaign follies, whatever it was, Watergate wouldn't be more than a mere bit of election hijinks till long after the votes were counted. But Richard Nixon's downfall was born that day in June when five men were caught bugging the Democrats' national offices at the Watergate Hotel. Presidential Press Secretary Ron Ziegler sloughed it off as a third-rate burglary. But soon the burglars were found to have interesting friends.
Water, we'll make the police blotter down at the old Watergate.
Revelations began oozing out as the election came to a head, but never enough ooze escapes from the stone wall built round the president till the following year.
At this point, it's fair to say we're in one hell of a lot of trouble. That is fair to say, but beyond that, I don't know what to say because I don't know how much trouble we're really in.
1972.
No other wine is like Manischewitz. Everyone who's tried it knows it's true. Nobody merely likes Manischewitz. You'll love it through and through.
Of all the special tastes of Manischewitz, America's longtime favorite is Cream White. There's no other wine like it. Get together with Cream White and let it pour.
Get together with Manischewitz. Let it pour. Let it pour.
Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Macho,
macho,
macho shave.
Chick Super 2 for the macho shave.
Macho close with Schick Super 2. Each twin blade home to the ultimate sharp for shaves so close they're macho close. Fits Atra and Track 2 razors.
Macho,
macho,
macho shave.
Schick Super 2
for the macho shave.
Schick Super 2
for the macho shave.
It's going to be sunny and a little cooler today in the Bay Area. On KSFX, you know, we're reviewing all the major events of the past 11 years. Stephen Capen sharing with you some of his treasures from the past, and we sharing the music for you all day and for the next 10 days. We'll have highs in the 70s inland, some of the clouds moving inland, 63 degrees the high in the city. I'm Marshall Phillips, and you are with KSFX.
I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I feel so sorry. I'm so broken up. Duck Nixon and the days in the Watergate and down on his knees and
TV
when he uttered those famous words.
Yes. You know, I think I could use a drink.
Yes, I remember him saying that. I think I could use a drink. 7:26 in the morning from KSFX on this April 23rd, 1972. With Loggins and Messina.
I'm thinking about when I was a sailor. I spent my time on the open sea. When we'd stay off the coast of Jamaica, I'd see where to steal ashore. Made us wait for the lazy soul. Sing with a sailor.
Bye, Eva.
Every night in Jamaica, I'd sing with the lady and drink with the men till the morning appear. Felt the sunshine and fresh on my face as the song of the night would still ring in my ear.
Barbara Moritz, the lady who used to sing for the group Lamb, that is on that at Last Days of the Fillmore album and in the movie, too, who joined us yesterday for a few minutes at the end of the program, also did a version of that song on her solo album. 26 Before 8 from KSFX Radio on this, what is this? Tuesday, April 23rd, 72.
And our next contestant is?
Charles C. Wheatnealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50
pickups. Isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
What do you like best about going out to see the Giants at Candlestick?
Oh, when you walk into the park, you hear the crack of the bat. Everybody looking, the kids, the smell of food and the people.
Smell of the people?
Smell of the people.
How about you?
The colorful nicknames.
Nicknames?
Yeah. You know, when the audience calls out to the visiting players, one I remember was called Lunkhead.
Those nicknames.
There was one, I believe, named Sucker.
Sucker.
Oh, and the most colorful was a chap called Yabumya.
Yabumya.
He must be Russian.
Talking baseball, Giants by the Bay.
Three big Giant Dodger games this weekend. Friday night, the San Diego Chicken flies into Candlestick. Saturday night, spectacular fireworks follow the game. And Sunday afternoon, all kids get free Giants jerseys, courtesy JCPenney.
Get more out of today.
Bay Today. You can tell who reads it. It's the person heading straight for the top.
I read East Bay Today every day. That may be one of the reasons I just got promoted. Their business section gave me insights on my field even my management didn't have.
Get more out of today.
And Today gave me terrific advice on handling my personal finances. It cut through the retirement account clutter and took a stand. Actually told me which IRA was best.
Get more news and more time to use it today.
Best of all, their writing style is direct, lively, intelligent, and very businesslike. Like me.
When it comes to business, no one does the job better than East Bay Today. On your way up, reach for the peach today.
Get more out of today.
It's time for Falkland Follies. Real events based on false pretenses.
Manuel, what's that?
Ay, 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 that is nothing. Why are you so jumpy, Sanchez? Too many garbanzo beans.
They're coming, Manuel. They are steaming towards us. They're bringing out the big stuff.
I've tried their big stuff, Manuel. Ours is better.
But they are liable to attack. They're forming a blockade. They may try an assault landing.
They will get homesick for their big bends and their circuses in the town of Piccadilly in a matter of weeks.
But they have enough men to break our grip, Manuel. They have guns enough to break our defenses.
They have enough Argentine corned beef to choke a herd of horses.
Sir!
Yes, Luke? Lieutenant Fenton.
Sir, the men are wondering how long we're going to cover the swimming pools with those helipads. I mean, they're getting rather restless, and it's only a matter of time before...
Lieutenant Fenton.
Sir?
When I want your input, I'll ask you to put out. In the meantime, you will remind the men where their Prime Minister is, and why they are here, and she is not. But where is she? Have you heard anything from Whitehall? I have responsibilities back home.
This episode of Locuras Malvinas has been brought to you by Argentine brand corned beef, the beef of British troops everywhere, and by BOAC. BOAC flies you anywhere and never brings you back. Malvinas Follies returns over months to this same station later in some other broadcast. Any broadcast, rebroadcast, retransmit, shock, trading, any reasonable effects. That's going to be the time.
That is a Jimi Hendrix tune done by Derek and the Dominoes, which comprised, geez, I couldn't remember all the men that were in the band, but Dwayne Allman among them, and
Stevie Wonder.
Froggy the Gremlin, Howdy Doody, everybody was in there. All right, I want to show you, first of all, the original version that goes back to, I believe it would be around 1958 or so. And this, when I was the president of the local branch of the Elvis Presley fan club at the time, and trying to turn my peach fuzz into sideburns and looking like a fool, a slide of that I'll show you sometime, Louis. this song was the song that my brother and I used to listen to on our hi-fi. And we used to make these really ridiculous noises during the pregnant pauses. I show you what I mean. I meet you like a madman on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. We just used to jump in there, and but mostly it was the sounds, you know, the bodily sounds. Yes, the sounds, you know, the sounds, I don't know, we used to do obscene things because kids are, I don't know, anally fixated or something. And we used to do it like this. Right in front of the mirror all the time, and my mother and father would just, you know, say, what's going on in there? And I used to say, Ma, well, listen to old Shep. Now, move it along, Louis, a little bit, so we can give just one more little example. I used to do a good impression of him, too, with this phony thing that used to hang on the wall that looked like a guitar, and I used to sit there and go, I am... It's sort of really obscene and stupid and mindless. Okay, play the real thing now. As we look back at 1972 and prior to those years, the Jeff Beck Group and their version of this song is 14 before 8. We'll be right back. a sec. I got to find that album because I got to know who's on this one. I can't remember. Beckola was the name of the album. And this was 72? I wish the dates were on these things. I think it was, no, it was 69. The dates are on these things. That's their version of Elvis Presley's All Shook Up. And again, it included, of course, the voice of Rod Stewart at the time, and Ron Wood on bass, and Nicky Hopkins on piano, Tony Newman, and the genius, Jeff Beck. Let's see. Whoops. Ooh, let's see. Hello, white phone.
Yes, is this Mr. Campbell?
Yeah, this is Mr. Carplane.
Delivery company. I'm downstairs near the elevator, and I've got a package for you.
Right!
A package for me?
Yeah, it's all gift wrapped with a very nice bow that's accompanying, and I think there's one flower in the ribbon. But I'm going to need 18 men to help me put it.
Is this package leaving a trail?
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Down!
Quit just beating that!
Just beat the package.
Bottom end here.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
End, so to speak.
Well, it's probably two guys dressed up in a horseshoe. Don't worry about it.
Okay, wait a minute.
Still alive.
Yeah, can you guys come down here? I've got to get this thing.
Yeah, okay.
Deliveries to make a Golden Gate Field.
Okay, I'll be... All right, I'll be right down. Okay. Thank you very much.
I'd be glad to help you out, but I've got to do the news from 1972 on KSFX. Good morning, it's Marshall Phillips. On the music scene that year, the Beatles were busy suing each other. The movie about the last days of the Fillmore, both East and West, was rated words from owner Bill Graham. The Rolling Stones brought their show to Winterland four times during 1972, and in July, singer Frank Sinatra gave a tongue-lashing to members of the House Select Committee on Crime. Sinatra was there because he allegedly had business dealings with the mafia. 16 men who'd been given up for dead after an airplane crash in the Andes were rescued. There were later charges of cannibalism. The Vietnam War was still a hot subject in December, and it was at that time the United States decided to bomb the North Vietnamese capital at Hanoi. Nearly 7,000 people were killed, about 15,000 others injured when a 6.3 earthquake hit in Managua, Nicaragua, that again in December of 72. The first homosexual minister was ordained at the Northern California Conference of the United Church of Christ on April 30th in San Carlos. The French Connection heroin stash was stolen from the New York Police property room. Police Commissioner Patrick Murphy said on December 14th that he believed the heroin, all 91 pounds of it, was stolen before 1970. The movie The French Connection was made about the seizure of that heroin. And the Oakland A's beat the Cincinnati Reds to win the Baseball World Series. And lest we forget...
It's 1972. While statistically flying may be safer than driving, let's not forget the goose who belonged to Mrs. Al Stewart of Placer County here in California. In 1972, Mrs. Stewart's feathered friend blew up in midair after swallowing a dynamite blasting cap.
Those rare moments of 72 relived here on KSFX. It's going to be fair, sunny, and cooler today. Clouds moving in along the coastline. Highs will be in the 70s inland. About 63 the expected high in the city. I'm Marshall Phillips, along with Esteban Carplan.
Thank you so much. How did you get the name Marshall? Does your family have a long history of law enforcement?
My mother's last name was Marshall. My father's last name was Phillips. You put those together, and you get Phillips Marshall.
Very good, Marshall.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Coffee and music with KSFX.
Thank you very much. I'm Steve Gabin. 1972. And here's Van Morrison.
You come running to me.
By the side of the track when the train goes by, the wind and rain will catch you. You will sigh deep in your heart, and you'll come running to me. You'll come. Well, you watch the train go round the bend. Crazy, just a dream that it will never end. Deep in your heart, you'll come running to me, yeah. You'll come running to me. Oh, I said, hey, come running to me. Oh, come running to me.
Might be my last memo this morning. After we finish with this, it'll be my next to last memo, I'm sure. And it's from... Who's Pat Evans, anyway? She says, Pat Evans memos and says,
Don't
says, don't. She says, cut it out, quit it, and don't. I'd like to read the text to thee, Memona. This is Pat singing, by the way, in the background. Amazing. Not only is she very attractive, eh? Hey, hoser. She's also $600 in debt to the police department. Anyway, it says here, Kirk and Bonehead are not supposed to be hanging around.
But if you insist on their presence, you must adhere to the following.
Dave.
Hey, Dave's not here. Dave's not here. No, Dave's not here.
Poor Dave. Poor little Dave. Dave walked into a complete mess this morning. Obviously, it was some other morning. And it created a lot of work for me, as if I don't have enough to do. All the albums were out of alphabetical order. Cards that you played weren't marked. Pat, I can't play with a marked deck. Jeez. What a
cheat.
Whatever happens in there, make sure Dave's next show gets off to a good start. And make sure Dave gets off. Thanks much.
Oh, yeah? Hey, cut that music, will you? Yeah, let's just answer this one here, okay? Dear Pat, thanks so much for the great press I just got. You know, I'll probably never work again in this town, or any other for that matter. Thanks so much.
I really appreciate it. And Pat, how dare you imply I could leave a mess? Me, Esteban Lamont Smith Capon. You've seen me in person, and you know that I'm so messed up, the only thing I ever left behind was unpaid bills and a bad reputation. Just ask my mom and the girl I left behind. Love, your pal, just call me...
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile.
From the beginning, we believe that peace is at hand.
And nothing to do on this hot afternoon but to settle and write you a line.
Secrecy and deception in high places, come home, America. Come home to the affirmation that we have a dream.
Long distance, run around.
Now Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the spiders from Mars.
Vice President, and as the President's running mate, he will again make for the strongest possible ticket in the coming campaign.
Very superstitious.
Good morning, class. Class. Thank you.
Sent the following telegram to President Nixon. Congratulations on your victory. I hope that in the next 4 years, You will lead us to a time of peace abroad and justice at home. Sincerely, George McGovern.
With those angry eyes. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade.
We are united, Americans, Northeast, West, and South, both parties, in our desire for peace. Peace with honor, the kind of a peace that will last.
Combat responsibility has been turned over completely to the South Vietnamese. We are now turning over the air and logistics responsibilities in phase two of the Vietnamization program, and that's going forward on schedule or ahead of schedule.
When the history of this period is written, I believe it will be recorded that our most significant contributions to peace resulted from our trips to Peking and to Moscow.
When the music's over, the last 11 days, KSFX salutes 1972.
Do I talk now? Oh, okay, but not for much longer. The second of the last 11 days here at KSFX.
More on music.
We'll be right back.
La Musica. Fleetwood Mac from Bare Trees at 14 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning from KSFX Radio on the... Hey! You know, well, it's a Massachusetts, it's a Boston area accent. When they don't call you an ass, they call you an ass. Everything is like that. Oh, well. Hey, listen, I got my slides developed, my slides of Peru, and yes. I've got some film, and I've got tape, and I've got all sorts of stuff that we can see parts of this morning.
I have my hand up. Over here, way over here.
Young
behind.
Marshall, you'd like to say something?
Yeah, I'll stand for this. You have tape, you have sound.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sound of when you were chewing those leaves you were telling me about, the leaves that you made the tea out of?
No, but you can hear the sounds of rocks banging around in my shoes.
Rocks?
Rocks
what
in my shoes.
Rocks in your shoes?
Large ones.
Large rocks. Are you going to be showing these?
Yes, of course.
At one of the local halls?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it's the Knights of Columbus Hall.
Knights of Columbus Hall.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give you the full address. As soon as I can remember.
Okay.
Incidentally, what else were we going to talk about this morning? Let's do that first, Louis, okay? Back in 1972, you know that the gathering of information and facts is, how you say, exponential. In other words, if 10 facts were learned in 1946, then 100 were learned in 1947. And that's the way this has occurred through history. So 10 years ago, meteorology was in a real barbaric,
abysmal state.
It was, and still is. But then, this is actually a weather jingle for San Francisco from 1972.
The clouds hide the sky from view.
Kids will be light.
Land's in sight.
There's gonna be snow for you.
It's either referring to the weather or their drug habits.
When it comes to planning meals and shopping for food, I don't want the supermarket to make out my shopping list for me with specials that are good for a few days only.
We like to decide for ourselves when to shop and what to buy. That's why we shop at Lucky.
Lucky's no specials, low everyday prices way of doing business means we get low prices on every item on our shopping list any day we shop.
And Lucky gives us a choice of three ways to save.
We can save with Lucky's low prices on thousands of national brand items, more than most other supermarkets.
Or we can save even more with Lucky's own Lady Lee and Harvest Day brands.
Or we can save the most with Lucky's no-frills generics. Over 100 foods and non-foods with plain and simple labels that mean plain and simple saving.
And there's nothing more basic to food shopping than saving money.
National brands, Lucky's own budget-stretching brands, and no-frills generics. Three ways to save. That's basic value from Lucky.
Getting back to basics. That's basic. That's Lucky. Getting back.
Again, Christians, Catholics, conservative Lutherans, dyed-in-the-wool Baptists, hardcore religious zealots, evangelicals, fundamentalist fanatics, Mormons, and moral majorityites. It's the amazing new Bible Belt from Pope Pius XIII. Look, with a flip of a finger, hear the true facts of a miracle actually performed. Have your spirit uplifted. Determine a fair penance for yourself and friends. The Bible Belt brings you as close to the Lord as science will allow. Dial computer listings of over 10,000 churches, chapels, temples, cathedrals, cult headquarters, Vatican's, Wailing Walls, and other holy places the world over. In seconds, locate the right chapter, verse, or line from the good book. No more embarrassing struggle for proper words and wisdom. No more haphazard interpretation of ancient parables. Optional modular Catholic attachment determines real estate values quickly and accurately. Special modular Mormon option determines moral values with final judgment accuracy. Bible Belt performs exorcisms quietly and discreetly. Compact holy water dispenser makes home baptisms easy and fun. Perform excommunications without guilt or embarrassment in remorse code. Yes, the amazing Bible Belt from Pope Pius XIII. So you don't forget, send for yours now. Order before midnight tonight and receive free special swan song attachment advising the nearly departed of their last rites in 7 different languages. The swan song advisor is yours to keep if you decide to return the Bible Belt for any reason. To get your Bible Belt and Last Rites Advisor, send before midnight tonight to Bible Belt, P.O. Box 666, Cornrow, Iowa. That's Box 666, Cornrow, Iowa, 9999999999999. Order now before it's too late.
Music Radio, KSFA.
Then
This place is a mess.
Said I'd clean it.
Who's the slob around here anyway?
I don't do windows.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, now through the combined resources of the American Broadcasting Company and the knowledge and background of an experiential newscaster, I'd like to present to you Marshall Phillips.
Clean your area, Marshall.
1972.
In 1972, 18-year-olds could vote. The power of that vote would be tested in many arenas. On many issues.
Give me a V!
V!
Today we're beginning the Los Angeles section of the statewide effort to put a question on the November ballot which would decriminalize the personal use of marijuana. We're moving ahead with this initiative because it is apparent that there's no legal, medical, or social justification remaining for criminal sanctions against the voluntary personal use of marijuana.
Ronald Reagan said, yes, but...
I've always found it hard to be opposed to letting the people vote on any issue, but I would, so I'll just say I would be opposed to legalizing marijuana. I don't think anyone has thought that through, and I think the increasing body of evidence that seems to be building up, whether you agree with it or not, as to whether it has proven a case for marijuana, it certainly has revealed that there is a great uncertainty about the effects of marijuana. And I think it is silly for someone to say, well, until they prove it to me, I'm going to keep on using it.
The initiative lost when the youth vote never showed up. And besides, Americans were busy getting into coke.
My informant reports cocaine is the in thing now.
Geez, I was a cement finisher when that came out.
1972.
Quick, kids, under here.
Peggy Fleming, my pack of Trident got all wet in the rain.
Don't worry, Kathy. Trident's new fresh pack is sealed airtight to guarantee freshness.
Mmm, it does taste fresh.
Soft, too.
And 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed recommend sugarless gum for their patients who chew gum.
Thanks, Peggy.
No, thank Trident's new fresh pack.
New Fresh Pack Trident. Guaranteed fresh or manufacturer will replace. Recommended by moms like Peggy Fleming who care about teeth.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, the first thing you'll notice about Tom Sullivan is his talent.
Carry on.
His charm.
You sure you don't want to come up to my room?
I don't think so.
You're going to miss my collection of porno braille etchings.
But the one thing you'll notice is what you won't notice.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, a true story. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now showing at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
It's going to be fair but cooler through tomorrow in 1982. Increasing coastal fog and low clouds. These will extend locally inland during the nights and the early mornings. Highs in the upper 50s near the coast to the mid-70s inland. Look for lows in the mid-40s to the mid-50s. This is KSFX as we look back through the last 11 years. This year, pausing on 1972. I'm Marshall Phillips, and now here is Esteban Stretch car plan.
Right. Esteban.
Esteban.
Okay. Oh, try Esteban. French. It's Etienne.
Okay. Etienne.
Okay. It's much better. In the words, you know, this man has been a broadcaster almost as long as Carter's had little liver pills, as they used to say. Yeah. Do they still have little liver pills? What the hell are little liver pills anyway?
For little livers.
Little liver-shaped swimming pool pills. You know, Marshall, in all the years he's been working, has had a motto, a theme that probably sums up how most people in radio feel, radio being the only medium that eats its young. He says, in the words of Marshall Phillips,
I'm miserable, right?
Right. 825 has question mark and the Mysterians and 2 notes on a Farfisa organ.
Eats its young.
Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, we'll be together. wave. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now. I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day. Yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears.
In the stereo heart of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me it ain't no use in trying. My little girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you're gonna die before your time is due. See my daddy in bed dying, see his hair turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away, I know. One thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due. Yes, you will. See my daddy in bed at night, see his hair been turning gray, he's been working and slaving his life away. Yes, I know.
And the Animals on the second of the last 11 days. I sort of feel like Noah these days. Maybe we could go another 40 days and 40 nights. It's 8:31 in the morning from KSFX. In 1964, this is interesting. In 1964, this was the second day of the New York World's Fair. And I went to that fair with my mother and ended up sitting in the New Guinea Pavilion most of the time because it was a bar. There was nothing very interesting except this woman behind the bar going, my mother back in New Guinea, she needs so much money. Anyway, we're going to depart a little bit from our look at the past because I had all my slides and tapes of my vacation in Peru, and I haven't had a chance to show you any of them, and I would like to show. I recorded, this is the Quechua Indian branch of the Mickey Mouse Club. Notice on your screen that just as in North America, the young Indian women have their names emblazoned across their rather small chests. Look, there's Noquam, Monawanki, and there's Munaikichik. What a great bunch of hoofers. In this in this particular episode of El Raton Casino, as they call it, they burn Mickey at the stake and show young gringos how to make change. See, they have a very difficult. I mean, Americans have tried to teach these kids how to carry a tune, but they're not doing very well. They're way off. Incidentally, do you know Johnny Mathis is a missionary in Peru? He's the guy who's trying to teach these kids how to sing that. Birds at 25 before 9 from KSFX on the Morning Product as we look back at 1972 and the music that was being played in 1972. And this is one of the most historical group of men that came along the rock and roll turnpike, Spencer Davis and his group, and give me some lover.
Go!
Spencer Davis, 22 minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning, and we are looking through our historical archives, and our staff of researchers, where are they this morning anyway? Did they, they're investigating REM sleep. What?
Did you want some, or can I go back to sleep?
And no, you can go back to sleep until we research it, okay? Why don't you find a cure for cancer? Okay. I did this in 72 myself. April 23rd, 72, I was walking in the streets of Boston, Massachusetts, doing this, and now somebody else is impersonating me in Clarkstown, New York, where police have located and questioned a man said to have worn a large white diaper while talking to small children. But they didn't arrest him because it's not illegal to wear a diaper. Children report that the man would drive up to them at school bus stops, and ask them either, "Where's the masquerade party?" or "How do you like my costume?" and then drive away. Police describe their diaper suspect as in his 20s and a bit flaky. That's adept of the police, but they say he harmed no one except probably himself by sticking little safety pins in his thigh. They say he was not wearing a diaper when they found him, but they were.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatmealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas in Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models?
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
A day in Hollywood.
If you love old movies, don't miss the new Razzle Dazzle musical hit, A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine. It's a musical spoof of Tinseltown in the 30s. Time magazine called it the best musical of the year. Rex Reed said, "I never laughed so much in my life." Now, after 2 years on Broadway, A Day in Hollywood is here, where the Chronicle hailed its clever lyrics, lively dancing, imaginative staging, and innumerable laughs. A Day in Hollywood, A Night in the Ukraine is now playing at the Curran Theater. For tickets, call 673-4400.
Join the book club. As an introductory offer, we'll send you the following books absolutely free. Eat, Run, Stay Fit, and Die Anyway. How to Seem Intelligent. There's Big Money in Staying Put. Peace of Mind by Losing Complete Control for 16 Hours a Day. Your Thighs Control Your Life. How to Fillet a Panda. Rid Yourself of Doubt, or Should You? How to Give Yourself a Complete Physical Without Getting Undressed. 64 Good Reasons for Giving Up Hope. Why Jews Point. 100 Dead People Nobody Misses. Backpacking for Shut-Ins. My Dog is a Real Fruit. Your Shoes Are Worth Money. Reorganizing Your Pockets. What to Wear on the Toilet. 124 Simple Exercises for the Teeth. The stains in your shorts can indicate your future. You give me 6 weeks and I'll give you some disease. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. Poems for the Insane. A Treasury of Poorly Understood Ideas. Apartment Hunting for Devil Worshippers. A complete list of all the things that are still pending. And these books on food are yours. The Intravenous Cookbook, The Meaning of Corn, Fill Your Life with Croutons, The Food Coloring Diet, Cooking for the Paralyzed, Cooking with Heat. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. Controlling Fear Without Getting Frightened, Things No One Can Help, Understanding People You'll Never Meet, Marriage for One, Let's Change the Alphabet, Sport Fishing with Power Saws, Why Hawaii and Norway Are Not Near Each Other. And if you join today, we'll send the following books absolutely free. A List of People Who Mean Well, Don't Throw Away Your Old Skin, 10 Things We Don't Know Yet, Caring for the Seated, The Wrong Underwear Can Kill, Trotting Across Zaire, Why It Doesn't Snow Anymore, The Complete List of Everyone's Personal Effects, 6 Cities No One Has Ever Been To, I Gave Up Hope and Died and It Worked, Famous People Who Were Wiry, The Lives of 6 Extremely Short Saints, And if you join today, we'll send the following instruction books absolutely free. How to do everything at once. How to give people your best regards. How to spoil other people's fun. How to kill a rat with an oboe. How to wave goodbye without moving your arms. How to spot truly vicious people in church. How to get back from Boston. How to lease out the space inside your nose. How to get a tan with a flashlight. How to start a range war. How to spot a creep from a distance. How to give a king a really hard time. How to kill your nephew. How to become a greaseball. And how to turn unbearable pain into extra income. So call now, right now. Join the book club today.
All right. You know, that's the guy that was caught wearing the diapers in New York, you know.
It is not.
It is too, man.
It is not.
It is too. I saw.
It is not.
That's the guy.
It is not.
It is too. I'm telling you. It is.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail right round all the seven oceans, drop it straight into the deep blue sea. Tupelo, honey, she's an angel of the first degree. She's a sweet, she's the sweetest Tupelo, honey. Just like honey, baby, from the deep. You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us, 'cause our eyes can see. Men within sight, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry. She's a sweet as Tupelo, honey. She's an angel of the first. Just like honey, baby, from the bee. She's alright. She's alright with me.
She's amazing.
is all right with me.
She's an angel.
This is all right.
She's all right.
She's an angel. And she's all right.
She's all right.
She's all right.
She's an angel.
She's all right. She's all right. She's all right. She's all right.
You can take all the tea and chani, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail it right around all these seven oceans, drop it smack dab in the middle of the deep blue sea, because yes, you are. She's an angel of the first degree.
She's an angel.
Oh, she's a sweetest triple of honey. Such light honey, baby, from the bee.
She's an angel.
Oh, she's a sweetest triple of honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's all right. Oh, she's all right. She's all right with me.
She's an angel.
She's my babe. Yeah, don't she's all right.
She's an angel.
She's my babe. She's my babe. Yeah, don't she's all right.
She's an angel.
Ben has a hard time remembering. It's 10 before 9 from KSFX. Just before we check back with Marshall Phillips and the news of 72.
Where were you in 72?
I'd like to just read a couple of nice letters that we got this morning in the morning mailbag. It says here, Dear Stephen, sorry if I'm spelling your name wrong. Thank you. Thank you very much for that letter. No, actually, she also says she doesn't know how she's going to make the commute without Gaddafi Duck, which is something we're all facing here this morning. So thank you very much. What's her name? Patty Hayes. Okay. Wasn't Patty Hayes... Wasn't she arrested? Didn't F. Lee Bailey represent her in a Symbionese Liberation? No, somebody like that. Let's open another one here. Here he is.
Yes, it's 1972, and KSFX is taking yet another look at the headlines of that year. The 72 Summer Olympic Games were held in Munich, Germany. Right in the middle of the games, tragedy struck, and ABC broadcasted live when Arab terrorists killed 11 members of the Israeli team. Five of the terrorists were killed when they tried to escape with hostages. Three others were arrested. Life magazine threw in the towel after 36 years as this country's number one publication. The owners said the competition from television, rising postal rates, and dwindling revenues had simply caused the death of Life. On November 29th, the state of New Jersey became the first state to get into the numbers racket. Yes, they started their daily lottery. Lottery tickets sold for 50 cents each. Former President Harry Truman died on December 26th of 72. He served as the 33rd president of the U.S. He was 88 years old. People in the news in 72 saw John Lennon's U.S. immigration visa expire. He then started on a four-year struggle to get a residence permit, which he finally did get in 1976. Barbara Streisand, Carol King, James Taylor, and Quincy Jones, among others, gave a special fundraising concert at the L.A. Forum in 72 to raise money for George McGovern's presidential campaign. And Senator Thomas Eagleton had planned to run for vice president with George McGovern, but he had to quit on August 1st because it was found out he'd been hospitalized at one time for mental depression
and during that stay had managed to get some electroshock treatment. 1972 was the year that the San Francisco Giants traded that say-hey kid, Willie Mays, to the New York Mets. In his first game with the Mets, Willie hit a home run, which gave them a 5-4 win over the New York Giants. That was Mays' 647th homer. 647 homers. In Super Bowl VI, the Dallas Cowboys beat the Miami Dolphins 24-3, and some very important animals came to the United States in April. Lily and Ching Ching, two giant pandas from the Peking Zoo, came to their new home at Washington's National Zoo. And we got a look at the Bay Area for today. In 1982, it's going to be fair, it's going to be sunny, and it's going to be a little bit cooler. Clouds in the morning along the coastline, they move inland during the early afternoon and evening and early morning tomorrow. Highs will be in the 70s inland, maybe up to 63 degrees or beyond that, it looks like now, in the city. I'm Marshall Phillips, along with Stephen Capen, who is still beating on a dead thing.
We haven't even begun to take care of that dead horse yet. You know, we're going to beat him for the next 10 days. On the 2nd of... Wait, someone's burning down the radio station. As we look back at 1972 today, 6 before 9, and this is Elton John, and burn down KSFA's.
Tell me there's an angel in your tree. Did he say he'd come to call on me? Things are getting desperate in our home. Living in the parish of the restless folks I know. Everybody now, bring your family down to the riverside. Look to the east to see where the fat stalk are high. Behind
It's time we put the flame torch to their key. Burn down the mission, Lord, if we're gonna stay alive. What's the black smoke fly to heaven? See the red flame light the sky. Burn down the mission, Lord, if we're gonna stay alive. It's our only chance of living. Take all you need to live
in music. Music Radio KSFX.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
Flashing marquees out on Main Street, Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings.
Dallas got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York got the ways and means and just won't let you be.
Most of the cats that you meet on the street speak of true love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone.
Chugging like the doo-dah man once told me you got to play your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. Lately it occurs to me.
You know she isn't the same. Living on Reds, vitamin C, and cocaine. All a friend can say is ain't it a shame.
Drugging up the Buffalo in
follow slow. It takes time to pick a place to go. Just keep trucking on home.
And staring out of the hotel window. Gotta tip, they're gonna kick the door in again. I'd like to get some sleep before I travel, but if you got a warrant, I guess you're gonna come in.
Busted down on Bourbon Street, sit up like a bowling pin. Knocked down, it gets to wear it thin. It just won't let you be.
Sick of hanging around and you like to travel. Get tired of traveling, you want to settle down. I guess I can't revoke yourself for trying. Get out of the door, light out and look all around.
Sometimes the light's all shining on me. Other times I can barely see. To me, what a long, strange trip it's been. Trucking, I'm going home. Whoa, whoa, baby, back where I belong. Back home, sit down and patch my bones and get back trucking. Come on.
And now, another hit from 1972.
Hey, wait a second. Hey, Louie.
I'm saying all the things.
Hey, come, hey. Hey, you look like. Is your name Sherry Perry? Impersonating my engineer, Louie. Get rid of that record. I told you.
All right, that's more like it. 1972's greatest hits.
I like Chinese.
Much more like it.
They only come up to your knees. Yet they're always friendly and they're ready to please.
And
I like Chinese.
Wasn't this best song?
I like
this
Chinese.
Receive, didn't this receive five Glammys? In the world
today. All right, all right, all right.
It's 6 after 9 from KSFX on April 23rd, 1972.
moon is better than no moon at all. Especially the plant and moon, man. It's 9 minutes after nine from KSFX Radio as we enjoy the second of the last 11 days on Earth.
Find out what a real sale is when you shop Matthews right now today during the last week of sale time. I'm Stephen Matthew David, owner of Matthews. When I look at some of those so-called sales in the paper, I just shake my head and laugh. Look at this deluxe Sanyo video recorder, their latest model. The other guys have it on sale for $599. Their lowest price ever. Come to Matthews and save $100 because we've got it for just $4.99. Or the super 19-inch Sony Trinitron remote control color portable. It's cable ready with digital tuning. Those same guys, lowest price ever, is $688. And yet you save $50 more at Matthews because we've got you one for $638.
That's amazing.
Your AM/FM in-dash car stereo cassette with a big pair of speakers, $99.
These are just a
few examples of the great buys available today at Matthews. 6400 Mission Street, top of the hill, Daly City.
Boy, don't they ever take a breath?
What kind of spectacle would you like to see? Lions eating Christians? A gang fight? A nuclear holocaust? Whatever it is, we've got it. We're the spectacle store. And whatever it is you never wanted to see, we'll make it happen. Planning a wedding reception? A stag party? Want to give them something they'll never forget? Check this out. That's an actual Mayan Indian tribal rite, climaxed by the actual eating of a man. At the spectacle store, we don't futz around. We don't skimp on the special effects. You want a tidal wave? We'll give you the real tsunami. You want the shower scene from Psycho? That's genuine blood right down the drain. Cockfights, the plague, firing squads, gang humps, death camps, Armageddon, the San Francisco earthquake, the Chicago fire, the crucifixion, the resurrection, the seven-day war, cholera, pestilence, the Spanish Inquisition, hurricanes, cataclysms, and much, much more. All from us, the Spectacle Store. Call us. We're a division of Telethink, the idea people.
It's 11 after 9 in the morning. What are you doing? Rob is flapping his wings over there. He's got an Icarus complex. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Just calling from the South Bay, and we wanted to tell you how much we're enjoying the great format. We love your 11-day format.
Is it obviously the music that's so appealing, huh?
Yes.
It's too bad we didn't do this during the first 11 days, the 11 days following that, the 11 days and so forth and so on.
I'm going to throw one personal item in. I used to work for a corporate radio conglomerate, and the same thing happened to them. We were a rock pop station, and 20 to 30 club was definitely what their format, and they went to a disco, and the same thing happened to them.
Yes, well.
So we really wish you all the best.
Thank you, and thank you for...
Loving every minute of it.
Okay, well,
we could stay up all the 24 hours. One last item.
I wonder
if you could throw in a pitch for the black and white ball.
Sure, yeah, this is a great event this year.
Oh, yes, I've got a daughter that's got the tux rented and a real police Devo fan, sorry to say.
I'm going to wear these new adult Pampers myself.
Oh, the adult Pampers?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, she'd sure like a ticket, and we've just done everything in the world down here in San Jose.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you could put on a plug for one.
You need it, huh?
Yeah, we really would like
it. All right, we'll see if we can scavenge one for you. Hang on, don't go away so I can get a phone number for you, okay?
All right. Great.
Sure. And if you do have a ticket to the black and white ball that you don't need and you could give to this lady's daughter or for her, I'm not sure who it was for, give us a call here at the radio station. Marshall, you have some interesting contemporary news people ought to hear about.
Jumping into 1982, you talk about things going on, things going down. Well, residents of the Florida Keys have had enough. They plan to haul down Old Glory and hoist the flag of New Conch.
They're seceding.
They are seceding from the Union.
Great.
They're calling themselves the New Conch Republic.
Well,
and they'll go into operation today with full services. They plan to secede from the Union because of a Border Patrol roadblock on the only highway that connects them with the mainland.
It. That's the only way to go.
And because it's tax time.
Yes.
Overdue tax time.
Well, I'll tell you what, man, if there's some people resort to anything hoping to get out of from under Ronald Reagan's administration these days.
Over here, you can observe the various means of transportation used by our forefathers. They had
imagine yourself touring a museum 200 years in the future.
What is this interesting-looking device?
That was a motorbike.
Motorbike?
It was called the Honda Urban Express.
The Honda Urban Express.
How unusual. Yes, it was considered quite stylish.
Stylish?
Stylish. It was designed for great comfort. Notice the higher handlebars and the plush seat.
Ah. Was superior design the reason for its popularity?
No, it was fun.
Fun?
Fun. And it got up to 100 miles to the gallon.
Gallons of what?
We don't know.
The Honda Urban Express. See it at your Honda dealer. It's fun.
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 Mileage based on EPA type tests for city riding. Your mileage may vary.
Mine? Oh, you know the old expression, she's got a lot of miles on her? It's 9:15 in the morning from KSFX Radio. In all sincerity, can I do something straight, serious, and sincere for once? Louis shaking her hand. I want to play a song that ordinarily I would save a song like this for the last day and the last hour, and because I'd like to play it for Louis and for the people who work here at the radio station and for you, the listener. I'm going to get a little maudlin now, a little emotional, but excuse me. I'd like to play this for everybody who, yeah, play it. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash. It's just one of the best songs ever recorded.
tomorrow you'll see. Good luck with your past, but it wasn't built to last. Oh, we might take it for me. America, make my life shine. I'm gonna get up, make my life shine. I made up my mind, make my life shine.
Some names that might stir memories from 1972. Dita Beard. Remember Dita Beard? Robert Vesco?
Yeah.
Boy, he's my kind of guy, you know?
Costa Rica.
Yeah, Costa Rica. And then he had to flee to the Bahamas. And, boy, that's when the Securities and Exchange Commission really had to start getting off their butts and doing something, I guess. And congratulations, Robert, by the way. Yes, hello. What did you just say? What was your comment when I picked up the phone?
I says, why can't they keep the format like this?
That's what a lot of people are saying today.
Man, this is something special that we're hearing.
Yes, indeed. All right, thanks for the comments, man.
Yeah.
All right, adios. Sir,
yeah. You
have something to say?
Yeah, you guys play about the best rock in California.
Thank you very much.
Take it easy.
Okay. Marshall, did you have something you wanted to say?
No.
You ran into the other room. Were you hiding from the police?
Well, no, but you're going to be playing something by Black Oak. Do you remember when Black Oak asked and appealed for votes?
No, I don't.
Well, maybe we'll hear that.
Basically because I hated that band.
Oh,
should we play this here? We'll play there. Yeah, okay, we'll do that. But first, this is one of the best rock and roll songs that ever came down the pike, too. And one of the hottest rock and roll bands. This is Humble Pie on KSFX.
Who that say first? Yeah.
America. This is Daffy Duck. I may be daffy, but I'm not crazy. I'm smart enough to know that hard drugs like heroin and downers are a bummer. Don't fool with them. Take it from yours truly, dangerous drugs are despicable. See ya.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
This is my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. Big sensation.
I'm
just talking about my
generation.
What we all
try
to cause a big sensation. Talking about my generation. We could get around.
Things
they do look awful
cold.
Hope I die before I get old.
the Beagles.
That used to be a joke. Do you know Paul McCartney joined the Eagles? Yeah, they're going to call him the Beagles. It's 28 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, man. Henny Youngman lives, that's for sure. I want to take a quick call here. Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Is this Stephen Cake Pan?
Yes.
This is Margaret Thatcher.
Hello, Margaret.
I understand you're on your last 11 days.
Well, yeah, this is our last 11 days.
You're kind of bad luck, aren't you?
I guess so.
Well, we just wanted to let you know that over here in England, we've decided it's the last 11 days for the Falklands.
Oh, thank you very much.
We have something in common.
Going camping? Campsite reservations are now available at your local Ticketron outlet for Cape Hatteras National Seashore in North Carolina, Grand Canyon National Park, Arizona, Great Smoky Mountains National Park in Tennessee, Rocky Mountains National Park in Colorado, Shenandoah National Park in Virginia, and Yosemite and Sequoia here in California. Also, campsites for Virginia State Parks, New York State Parks, and California State Parks. And if you're traveling east, Ticketron has the tickets for the best in sports and entertainment in Chicago, Cleveland, Washington, New York, and a dozen more cities. Yes, it's Ticketron, coast to coast. Make your reservations and get your tickets before you leave home. There are over 30 Ticketron outlets in the Bay Area, including Montgomery Ward, Rainbow Records, and Tower Records and Posters. For the location nearest to you, call 415-393-6914. That's 393-6914.
Dave, clean your act up.
And our next contestant is...
Charles C. Wheatnealer.
Well, welcome to Repeat After Me.
Thank you. I've always had a keen desire to be on your show.
Good. Now, are you ready to repeat after me?
Yes, I am.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50 pickups beat the imports.
You mean Datsuns and Toyotas, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me. Dodge Ram 50...
isn't that because when you compare standard models, they have larger payloads and load areas than Datsuns and Toyotas?
Right. Larger standard payloads and load areas.
Okay.
Okay, repeat after me.
And don't Dodge Ram 50 pickups also have more fuel capacity than the Datsuns and Toyota?
Right, more fuel capacity.
And the largest available engines are the Royal and Sport models.
Look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me.
Oh, look, Mr. Wheatnealer, on repeat after me, you're supposed to repeat after me. How's that?
Yes. Next contestant, please.
Yes, next contestant.
Sign up for the Great Dodge Prospector Gold Rush at your Dodge truck dealer. You could win a treasure chest of prizes, including 12 troy ounces of gold.
Am I supposed to be repeating this?
Nothing to buy. For licensed drivers 18 years or older, Gold Rush ends May 31st. Void where prohibited. Your dealer has details.
Your dealer has details.
We know.
We know.
What does that mean, Louis? What does that cue mean? That means one more commercial.
Mickey Gilley. For Slits. You know, folks, my daddy taught me three things. How to plunk an old piano, how to appreciate a good woman, and how to pick a beer. He said, Mickey, the only way to really know beer is to taste them all. Well, I can tell you, folks, I've tasted a few. And the taste that hits the spot for me is Slits.
Get him in the face with a beer
bottle. Behind every Slits is a man who knows beer. Ask a man who knows how he picked this one here. 'Cause he's tasted the rest, and the taste makes it clear. Behind every Slits is a man who knows beer. Behind every Slits is a man who knows his beer. Pop open a tall, cold Slits, then you'll know too. You'll know a great tasting beer. Behind every Slits is a man who knows his beer.
Joseph Slits Brewing Company, Milwaukee. Submitted for your approval, the continuing adventures of Senor Lamont Smith. When we last left our hero, Senor Smith, Lamont to his friends, he had just purchased a motorized scooter and 14 cases of large-sized diapers. He's also wearing the free sample. He's now on a journey, a trip taking him to the Big Apple here in the Diaper Zone.
Sir, did you know you're not supposed to run over those kids with that motorized skateboard? Hey, why are you wearing a...
I'm Senor Smith, Lamont to my friends, and this is my new set of Pampers for adults. See, they don't bind or leak. I just love them. Look at this.
Hey, you can't whip that out. We're on the air right now, and Spanish dictionaries are against the FCC rules.
Yeah, siempre se no comprendo.
Someone to call Agent Orange. This guy's way out. Wait, he's in another script. Who cares?
I care. Hand me that baby powder. I think I'm getting a diaper rash. Will you guys push me around in a shopping cart for a while, or are we going to, where's this?
To Toys of BS?
Toys BS. Now, I've got an important meeting somewhere. How do you like my costume? Is this the way to the masquerade party? Hey, you guys got a smoke? I've only got 9 more days to live, and then they're changing format. This pressure's too much. I need a nap. Wind up that toy. Where's the nightlight? Is that it?
Where did you get this guy, anyway?
Give him some Valium, quick. Take him to Bellevue. I might stay with him there. Quit babbling. Give me that skateboard.
Senor Lamont Smith, he's being tagged by the NYPD and his scooter by a new toy truck.
Thank you very much.
He's looking for a hot time in prickly heat.
Officer, I have a license for the skateboard.
He's cruising and he's bruising. He's staying dry with 2 layers for his protection.
Boy, am I
here
dry.
In the Pamper Zone.
Local Music Authority called to correct me yesterday because Alvin Lee is doing things and playing gigs around these days. And Alvin, if you're listening this morning, we'd love to hear from you sometime soon. Rob, you look like a complete fool. He's got his ABC beanie on this morning. It's 10:15 from KSFX Radio 104. Actually, yes, the rumor you heard is true. We are changing our call letters so that we will no longer be KSFX. And as of May 3rd, it's upsetting everybody.
Haven't we done this before?
You and I, you mean?
In another life, in another time.
In another street. I think it's at the corner of Brutal and Hanson down in the financial district, isn't it? Actually, yeah, we're changing the call letters, so from then on it'll be KS... Louis?
K.S. Louis?
She was being hypnotized by the record.
K.S. Louis?
Yes, I was going to throw her a cue, or I was going to throw her a shoe if I couldn't throw her a cue. The call letters will change, and you'll know this radio station is KSFX. So, thank you very much. Here's Jimi Hendrix now.
Don't be there.
Jeez. Remember the days of instant replays? I'd love to play that over again. Bluey. Why? Nah, we can. No, that's enough for now. Maybe we'll play it tomorrow.
Well, Stephen, you know, another shift is almost over here. Another shift for you. You've invaded the Falklands. Mm-hmm. You've reviewed all of 72, and we both put on these adult diapers.
Yeah.
Boy, what can you do to outdo all that on Monday? Huh?
Well, I think I'm just going to do another raft of shifts.
Another raft of shifts.
So, you know, it's... Yeah, this concludes the interesting programming today. Dave Kent is next, and... only kidding! I got to put my apron on and clean this place up here. It's 9 minutes before 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll be right back.
Talking baseball in San Francisco. 25 giant years.
When I was a kid, I used to go to a lot of Giant games with my dad. Great games. I guess the most memorable thing was just going to the games with my dad.
What's most memorable to you?
That's easy. I fell in love at a Giants game.
You met him at Candlestick?
Yeah, he was sitting next to me and my date.
What's your most memorable experience in the 25 years the Giants have been in San Francisco?
One time, I went up to get some hot dogs. Uh-huh. You know? I came back to the seats, and my wife was gone. She didn't come back for a whole inning.
That's it?
That's it.
Talking baseball, Giants by the Bay.
Three big Giant-Dodger games this weekend. Friday night, the San Diego Chicken flies into Candlestick. Saturday night, spectacular fireworks follow the game. And Sunday afternoon, all kids get free Giants jerseys, courtesy JCPenney.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How are you?
I can't believe it. Are you in town?
No, I just sitting here and I said, I'm going to call Kath. And so I picked up the phone and there you are.
Oh, I had the weirdest dream about you last night.
Well, maybe that's why I got the vibes or something.
This must be ESP.
No, probably love.
Well, something like it.
Do you want to tell me about the dream?
No.
reach out and touch someone.
The Bell System.
Blue, would you mind if I reached out and touched you? With my electric claw? Hello, white phone.
It's Margaret again.
Oh, wait, geez, Margaret. Where do you get all this time to be on the phone when you should be bombing Argentina?
We're awful busy. We're making bombs.
Yes. So this show is making a bomb here.
We understand that.
This format's bombing.
Well, you've got 9 days left.
Wait a sec, we're breaking up.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm taking my ring back.
What did we say?
What? We got a terrible connection here.
Do we?
Yes, you...
my voice.
it's very scratchy.
All the way from London, you know.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
Mercenaries, if any of the crew there needs a job when it's through.
Yes.
Come over.
Uh-huh.
And as we say in London, as I started to say... Buenos Aires.
Thank you very much, Margaret. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Steven.
Yes.
You am here.
Hey, Mr. Question Man.
Well, what's happening?
It's time to dig back deep in the annals of rock and roll history for the most abstract and obscure and oblique... Didn't you use that word the other day, Louis? Questions about the world of rock and roll.
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
So what, you got something from 1972 maybe for today?
1972. Now, uh-huh. 1972 was the first year that Midnight Special was on television. It was in August 1972. I think it was August 19th, to be exact.
August 19th, 1972. I never watched Midnight Special very much, but I'll give this a shot.
Okay.
All right, baby, let's ask the question.
What I want to know from you, Steve... Yeah. Uh-huh. Is who hosted the first Midnight Special?
Now, you're not talking about people like Wolfman and those folks who are always there, right?
No, we're talking about, you know, somebody...
You're
normal.
Talking about the... You're Get talking on. About the guest host, right?
Yes, Bob sir. Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks. Marshall, I think you're a little off on that. You know that Bob Eubanks, though... Bob Eubanks was a guy who was the man who brought the Beatles into Shea Stadium... Do you believe that?
That's more true. Than I believe.
Okay, all
not
right.
Not Bob Eubanks.
Okay, let's ask the question then.
Ask the question.
I mean, let's answer that. The question is the first guest host?
Yes, for Midnight Special on August 19th, 1972.
All right, the first guest host of 1972. the first guest host of Midnight Special in 1972. Probably would have been a hard rocker, but
I'm sorry, but your time to answer the question is just about up.
I'd say John Denver.
John Denver's right, Steve.
Oh, son of a gun, I got another one. Thank you very much.
From Jensen Farley Pictures, Tom Sullivan is a singer.
Carry on.
A lover.
So I got lucky a couple times.
Couple of times. Compared to you, the rape with Sabine women is like a casual afternoon outing.
And a daredevil. Yeah! He's an all-American guy. Except for one thing.
Your friend is blind?
More or less.
Then why was he driving?
Because he's the only one who's sober.
If you could see what I hear, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now showing at a theater near you. See your newspaper for showtimes.
Louis, as always, it's been a pleasure. As we draw the curtains on another week here, and incidentally, the next to last week, the rest of 1972 continues today on the second day of the last 11 days. Don't forget, let me see, we have some special things. I want to thank Eddie Bonehead and Kirk for, and Marshall Phillips, too, who's done a wonderful job with the news, for helping out. Don't forget, Monday is Evacuation Day. When the morning product evacuates the city, stand by your car keys in hand, listen for the KSFX horn to sound. When you hear that horn, you'll have 20 minutes to get in your car and drive to safety in preparation for the time that the big one hits us all. Have a wonderful weekend. I thought I might jerk your tears a little bit before we leave today.
Need to call my old time used to be. Somebody long me down. I need to call my old time used to be. I know
at that time I just didn't understand. Oh, no, I didn't. Somebody loaned me a dime. You know I need a helping hand. Like a babe, all night long.
KSFX San Francisco, the Bay Area's best rock and roll. Hold it. Stephen Capen has something serious he wants to say.
I just wanted to say that it's days like this that makes it worth being in radio, David.
For however long it's going to last.
Well, you know, isn't this the reason we got into radio to do this?
Yeah, I guess so. Did you have a good day today, Stephen?
I had a great day today. We had a wonderful time this morning. Now, is there anything I can clean up in here while I'm here?
No, you know, it's sparkling.
That I don't is do windows!
Antiseptic smell. It's really quite disgusting.
I'm thinking about when I was a sailor. I spent my time on the open sea. When we'd stay off the coast of Jamaica, a steamer to see the shore made us wait for. Rolling lazy soul to sing with a sailor. Bye, Eva, homeward sailor. Bye, Eva, homeward sailor. Girl.